the Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, with the venerable Dr. Chi Wan dead, the six teeth of jade he so carefully guarded have fallen into the hands of his enemies. We'll get further details in a moment, but right now, let's hear what our good friend Dan McCullough has in store for us.
Say, just in case you haven't heard, gang, Kellogg's Pet is now putting out a new second series of comic buttons. Yes, sir. These prizes have made such a big hit that Kellogg now brings you a brand new second series. And believe me, every fellow and girl I know is mighty excited about it, because that means you're going to have twice as much fun collecting these bright-colored buttons, trading duplicates with your pals, and wearing the buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. You see, these are 18 brand new buttons in this second series. Funny paper characters like Uncle Willie of the Moon Mullins comic strip in a black and yellow check suit, red tie, and battered old hat. And Maggie of Bringing Up Father with her button-shaped nose and silly grin. And Superman, of course. What's more, it's just as easy to get these new second series comic buttons as those of the first series. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a good supply of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pet. And look for your exclusive prize inside every package you open. You'll want to eat lots of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek and Omaha. Now, the adventures of Superman.
The brutal murder of Dr. Chi Wan, famous Oriental scholar and art collector, has added more complications to the mystery surrounding the dragon's teeth. 10 pieces of ancient Chinese jade said to contain the secret of everlasting life. As our story continues today, Perry White, recovered from an attempt to kill him with poisoned tea, is discussing the strange chain of events with Lois Lane in the privacy of his office. Listen.
I'll never forget it as long as I live, Lois. I was sitting opposite Chi Wan, no further away than you are. He looked at me, and there was something strange in his eyes. And then he said, before the next sun rises, I will be dead. He was right.
But what were you doing down there in the first place, Chief?
Chi Wan telephoned me. He said he had something important to discuss.
Oh, hello, Lois.
Oh, hello, Clark.
Oh, come in, Ken. Come in.
Ah, how do you feel, Chief?
Rotten.
Rotten? Oh, I thought you'd recovered from the ill effect of that poison tea.
Yes, thanks to you. Say, how in heaven's name did you ever get me to the hospital in time?
Oh, I...
That's another thing I wondered about.
Well...
Dr. Wan said you both vanished into thin air.
Yeah, we'll come to that later. Well, what makes me feel so miserable is the murder of Chi Wan. I was telling Lois how the poor fellow called the turn on his own death.
Yes, he seemed to know it was coming.
Now, wait a minute. You still haven't told me what you two were doing at Dr. Wan's apartment, Chief. I mean, why you went there. What happened?
You tell her, Kent.
All right. Well, here's the whole story, Lois. It seems that Dr. Wan had discovered an ancient Chinese manuscript that revealed a great medical secret.
The secret of everlasting life.
Everlasting life?
Uh-huh. The manuscript said that the 10 teeth of the sacred green dragon were each engraved with a symbol describing 10 medicinal herbs found in the mountains of western China.
Now, wait a minute. What's the sacred green dragon?
It's an image carved out of wood. They used it as an idol in the Chinese temple.
And its teeth were pieces of pure jade.
I see. Go on.
Well, these 10 herbs, according to Dr. Wan's interpretation of the ancient manuscript, when ground into a powder, would render the human body free of disease.
Sounds like a pipe dream to me.
That's what I said.
Well, at any rate, Dr. Wan had found 6 of the dragon's teeth, and the man who owned the other 4, a phony art dealer named Carl Schroeder, was trying to get them away from him. Dr. Wan feared for his life and wanted us to take the 6 pieces of jade in case anything happened to him.
He said to deliver them to Professor Wells at the Metropolis Museum. And that's all I remember, because right then I took a drink of that poison tea and went out like a light.
That's right. Dr. Wan was out of the room at the time getting the jade, but the chief looked so sick I couldn't wait for him to return.
I guess that's about where Jimmy and I came in. You see, I figured you were both out on a big story, so we followed you down to Chinatown.
You shouldn't have done that, Lois.
Well, maybe not, but we did. At any rate, we got to Dr. Wan's apartment after being chased up the steps. He told us you'd been there and that he was completely baffled by your sudden disappearance. And then he offered us some tea. Well, Jimmy and I were about to drink it when Superman came crashing through the window and knocked the cups right out of our hands.
Superman?
That's right. If it weren't for Superman, Jim and I would probably be stretched out in the morgue right now.
Well, I'll be... Now, how in the world did he know that you were there?
Oh, I... that is, he has a way of finding out when he's needed.
Oh, lucky for us. Anyway, what I'm driving at is this, Chief. I think Superman knows who killed Dr. Chi-Wan.
What?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Lois.
As a matter of fact, I'm sure he does.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I say you are.
Oh, you do, do you?
I certainly do, and what's more, I...
Now,
look
here, Mr. Kent, I'm sick and tired of hearing...
Stop it, I said! What's the matter with you two?
You're such a know-it-all.
No, I'm not, Lois. It's just
you
that you're
are
always...
You are, too. No one can make a statement or express an opinion without Mr. Smart Aleck putting his two cents in.
That's not so
you're
at all.
Always
it's just
doing
that.
That
I happen to know...
For the love of heaven, will you please do your squabbling someplace other than in my office? Now, look. I'm still weak from my experience with that poison tea.
Don't sound it.
Shaken by the murder of my friend Chi-Wan. I want to do everything I can to help the police get the man who killed him. Now, if you two can't or won't help me, get out.
Wait a minute, Chief. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy. How can I take it easy when my two top reporters use my office to stage a price?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get into a fight.
Well, neither did I. I simply said I had reason to believe that Superman knows who killed Dr. Wan, and he jumped down my
throat. All right. Forget it. Now, Lois. Tell us why you think that Superman knows the killer.
Because when Jim and I left Dr. Wan's apartment, Superman remained there with him alone. That was a few minutes before midnight. And according to the police surgeon, Dr. Wan was killed shortly after midnight.
Are you sure of this?
I'm positive.
Good Godfrey. Well,
you don't think Superman did it, do you?
Oh, that's preposterous.
Yes, of course it is. But it just seems to me that since we know that Superman was there just before Dr. Wan was murdered, and since, so far as we know, he was the last one to see Dr. Wan alive, he'd know more about what happened than anyone else.
Oh, that makes sense to me. What do you think, Kent?
Why, it does seem logical, but I'm sure Superman knows no more about this than we do.
Really? And since when have you been appointed official spokesman for Superman?
Now, you are presuming a bit too much, Kent, aren't you?
No, I'm not really.
Maybe you have some reason for not wanting us to contact Superman.
I don't think you really mean that, Lois, so I'll just forget you said it. Now, look, let's calm down, shall we, all of us? Do either of you think for 1 minute that Superman could be a witness to a murder and not at least do something about it, let alone permit it to happen?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Of course not. So let's drop the discussion of Superman and concentrate on ways and means to find Dr. Wan's killer.
Okay. And how would you do it, Sherlock?
Well, I think our best bet is to have a chat with Mr. Schroeder.
Where do you think that'll get you?
I'm not sure, but at least...
Forget it. The police have already seen Schroeder this morning. Inspector Henderson tells me they can't pin a thing on him.
Just the same, I want to talk with him. I'm convinced that Wan was either killed by Schroeder or at Schroeder's orders.
Brilliant deduction, Sherlock. But can you prove it?
Look, if I can find Dr. Wan's six jade teeth in Schroeder's possession, that'll be all the proof we need.
Why, sure. But the trick is to find the jade teeth.
Well, if they're anywhere on Schroeder's premises, I'll find them.
I still think you're going on a wild goose chase, Kent.
So do I.
Maybe so. We'll see. Come on.
All the pig-headed, opinionated...
Now, cut that out, Lois. Cut it out. Kent's right more often than not, and you know it.
Well...
All right, so I'm defending him. But as a newspaper man, it's my business to defend whoever is right.
Okay, I'll just go lose myself.
No, stop being so childish and come back here. About that appeal to Superman, I'm beginning to think it might not be a bad thing to run it.
Well, now you're talking sense.
Not because I believe Superman's withholding information. Because I think the police should know he was alone with Wan at midnight. And because, well, I think it'll make a pretty good publicity stunt for the Daily Planet.
I don't care why you want to do it, so long as you do it.
Okay. I'll call Fogarty in the press room and tell him to hold a two-column box on page one. Now, you knock off the copy and send it down to him in a hurry.
It's practically finished, Chief. I'll see you later.
Flushed with what she considers a victory over Clark Kent, Lois Lane rushes to her desk to write an appeal for Superman's appearance. Meanwhile, what about Kent? Is he really attempting to hold important information known to himself as Superman? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, all the fellas and girls in the gang are mighty excited about this new second series of Comic Buttons, the swell prizes that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, it's almost like a double feature movie. Everybody got such a kick out of collecting all 18 buttons in the first series that Kellogg was sure you'd get a kick out of a brand new second series to make your fun last twice as long. These new Pep comic buttons are really swell, too. Colored in brilliant red, yellow, blue, and black on a gleaming white background, so the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters show up like anything. And every single picture is really true to life. Andy Gump and Olive Oil and Superman and all the others are straight from the funny papers. Any one of these snappy new buttons is a swell, elegant prize to find inside a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's how you get the buttons, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure Mother gets plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look inside the package for your exclusive prize. Ask Mom for P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Insisting over Clark Kent's objection that Superman, known to have been alone with Dr. Juan just before the Chinese scholar was murdered, would have information regarding the murderer, Lois Lane persuaded Perry White to print an appeal for the Man of Steel to help the police. Now, in Perry White's office, she is discussing the possible results of the appeal with the gray-haired editor.
I've just been out on the street, Chief, and you should see what a sensation we caused. Why, I'll bet the first edition of The Planet is a sellout.
Really?
And how? People were almost trapping each other trying to get at the newsboys who were shouting, "Extra, extra, Superman wanted for questioning and murder mystery."
Good, good. And I think it'll do the trick, too.
I'm sure of it, Chief. Superman will definitely make an appearance.
Telegram for you, Mr. White.
Telegram, let's have it.
Oh, yes, sir. Here it is. Oh, what's lying?
Hi, Beanie.
I wonder who... Well, what are you waiting for? Go on, get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Chief, him the little...
Anything important in that wire?
Huh? Oh, well, let's see. Where are my glasses? Why do those consigned things always have these...
Here, relax, Chief. Just let me read it, will you?
Well, hurry up.
Okay, just a minute. Chief!
Well, what is it?
It's a response from Superman.
It is?
Just listen to this. Editor, Daily Planet, if you are interested in what I know about the murder of Dr. Chi Wan, meet me tonight at 7 in the Carson Mansion in Midville.
The Carson Mansion in Midville?
Superman, yes.
What? Why out there in that deserted old barn?
Well, I don't know, but he's probably got a reason. Well, do we go?
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean?
Here's what I said. Look, it's 6 now. It'll take us almost an hour to get there, so let's go.
Now, look here, Lois.
No, don't let's waste time arguing, Chief. Please, I'll get my hat and coat and meet you downstairs in the car lot and hurry.
But, Lois, don't you think we should wait for Kent? And maybe...
Oh, forget about Kent. He's less help than hindrance anyway.
Dismissing Clark Kent as less help than hindrance, Lois Lane rushes off to keep a rendezvous in a deserted house, unaware that she and Editor White may be walking into a dangerous trap. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode in The Mystery of the Jade Teeth, when Superman engages in a race against disaster. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, for more of the thrilling adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kell Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunchboxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.